We are in the month of November, and our liturgical, days in November begin with, the Solemnity of All Saints, and then the following day, the Commemoration of All Souls. And as Catholics, we traditionally use this month as remembering those men and women who have gone ahead of us. In many ways, it makes sense that we use this, month, to remember, those who have died. Naturally, we see the leaves falling. We have changes in the season, changes in the climate. Change. It is all around. But also this too, we are coming to the close of the liturgical year. We'll be ending, ordinary time in a few weeks, and we'll be entering that season of Advent, the preparation for the birth of our Lord. But there's, something behind this. Halloween, makes mockery of death. And thus, it makes even further sense why we have All Saints and All Souls. But Halloween is sometimes seen as that, day when we automatically move into Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving in the material world is seen as, the beginning of the Christmas season, full of hope and expectations in terms of materialism. Brothers and sisters, our life is about transformation, change, not about hope and expectations in gaining material things and material objects. We, in our second letter today from St. Paul to the Thessalonians, St. Paul, says, to the Thessalonians, do not grieve like the rest without hope. He is writing this letter to them because at this time there was hope that, Jesus Christ would come again. And they were waiting. And while they are waiting, many of the members of this early church are passing away, wondering, what is this all about? Do not grieve like the rest who have no hope. Grieving is not an easy thing. Loss of life is very painful. And as the followers of Christ, we try to, make sense of death, because death is an integral part of our discipleship. I know in the course of my own life, and this was an event that happened exactly 30 years ago, both my parents died within a 5-month span of one another. Without any warning, without any sign, without any preparation whatsoever. And after, my mother had died, there was a period of silence. People did not know what to say to me. Yes, they were kind to me when I, returned, because, I was living in New York City at the time, but, my parents were still living in our family home in Boston, Massachusetts. There was daily communication between myself and my mother, and a typewritten letter every week from my father, which he expected a response to, a typewritten letter as well. So there were expectations and hopes, so like there was communication. But people did not know what to say to me. They did take me out to lunch, they did send a card, They did send a bouquet of flowers, but after that, there was silence. And it was in that silence that I became unfocused and unmotivated. And that is something that lasted for a good 2 years. Where was my hope? Well, I did find hope in my prayer. And that grieving was, you know, to be taken seriously. That this is something that I learned to live with, not get over. And how did I do that? Remembering how my parents blessed me in my life. You know, they were not perfect people, but they did the best they could with what they had. As I said, my mother called me every day, and if I was not home, she would get upset. My father still kissed me in public every time I said goodbye to him. And even then, you know, there was always a lot of anxiety, in the house, because I remember, when I was supporting myself in college, taking a job as a security officer and getting, the 4 to 12 midnight job shift. And my mother was not happy with this and never said anything to me, but she said to me, once I, changed that job, I want you to know I never slept a night until I heard that door key turn. It is in those little things that helped me through my grief and continue to help in my grief. But I live in the, with the hope, just like with Jesus Christ, we will all see each other in the resurrection. As I said, our life as Catholics is about transformation. Darkness into life, light, goodness, evil into goodness. Life here on earth, the life of eternity. So my brothers and sisters, as we continue with our liturgy, certainly let us continuously remember those who have gone ahead of us and how they have blessed us in our lives. But also let us pray for those who, continuously are mourning that loss. Those who, have not found, the appropriate ways of grieving. Learning that God does love them, and in turn, God does provide.